Which country in the world do you think would be the most dangerous to be a journalist? Well, it turns out it's Mexico. 11 newsmen and women were killed there in 2019, according to the international advocacy group Committee to Protect Journalists. That death toll puts Mexico ahead of countries like Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq, as Bonnie Simon Brown reports from Mexico.
Griselda Triana lives with a security detail and panic button in Mexico City, more than 1,000 kilometres from where she used to call home. It's been 2 years since she left Sinaloa. It was simply too painful to stay. Her husband, the celebrated journalist Javier Valdez Cárdenas, was killed there on the streets of the state capital Culiacán in 2017. The attack almost certainly linked to his work.
El miedo te va... llevando contra la pared y llega un momento.
Fear puts your back against the wall. There came a moment when I didn't want to leave my house anymore. I was getting up, I was going to work, I was coming home, and I didn't want to leave.
Griselda Triana is a reporter too, and these days she's also an activist. She joined the Mexican government's protection program for journalists and human rights defenders in the months after her husband's death. She feels more comfortable than she did in Culiacán, but adjusting to life under state protection has not been easy.
Sientes que es muy invasivo, ¿no? Que son muy invasivas las medidas.
The measures are very invasive. You feel you have lost your freedom because, well, you're being watched or protected. When you have always lived your normal life as a mom, as a partner, as a colleague, suddenly you feel restricted, relying on an assistance button in case something happens.
Javier Valdez Cárdenas wrote about the lives of those affected by drug trafficking and organized crime in a region dominated by Joaquin El Chapo Guzman and his infamous Sinaloa cartel. Accepting an award for his reporting in 2011, he described the risks of the job.
In Culiacán, Sinaloa, Mexico, es un peligro estar vivo.
Where I work, Culiacán, in the state of Sinaloa, Mexico, it is dangerous to be alive. To do journalism is to walk on an invisible line drawn by the bad guys who are in drug trafficking and in the government.
Two men have been charged over the murder of Javier Valdez Cárdenas, but still there's been no trial.
If the federal government is incapable of solving a crime as high profile as the murder of Javier Valdez, what does that tell us about all the other crimes that need to be solved?
That's Jan Albert Houtsen, the Mexico representative for the Committee to Protect Journalists. He says the official response to attacks against the press here is deeply inadequate.
The impunity level is still almost 100% in crimes against the press. The numbers of murders has been going steady. Steadily up over the past few years. Non-lethal crimes has gone especially up, parallel to the general level of violence, which has gone up over the same period of time.
The Committee to Protect Journalists sorts reporters' deaths all over the world into two categories, motive confirmed and motive unconfirmed. Jan Albert Houtsen says figuring out exactly why a journalist was killed can be tough in Mexico. Police investigations are notoriously sloppy and slow, he says. Journalists sometimes have other jobs that put them in harm's way, or they can become ensnared in the dangerous worlds they cover.
Very often these journalists don't have a choice, but they have contacts with organized crime. And when you're in smaller communities and you, for example, cover the Nota Roja, police news, crime and violence, you have sources in the underworld. And given the situation, if the context changes or the situation escalates in such a community, these sources might start asking favors to these reporters.
It's not only criminal groups that pose a threat to journalists in Mexico. Press Freedom Group Article 19 has found most attacks, from harassment through to physical violence, are perpetrated by public officials.
But it gets even more complicated because these authorities, especially on the municipal and state level, aren't always just authorities. They might also be on the take of organized crime.
Independent journalist Javier Garza navigated this complex reporting landscape as the editorial director of newspaper El Siglo de Torreón. From 2006 to 2013, he oversaw a team of 70 across Coahuila State, which borders Texas and in nearby Durango. As Mexico's war on drug cartels ramped up, editors like Javier Garza made tough decisions about how to cover the escalating violence.
No story is really worth a life. The decision-making process was trying to measure risk versus reward. we had attacks against our building after we published specific stories about people that had been arrested or raids that the government was conducting against organized crime groups in the region.
Mexico is even more dangerous now. Homicide rates are soaring. When leftist president Andrés Manuel López Obrador came to power in 2018, he used his inaugural speech to guarantee press freedom and peace for all Mexicans. But some journalists, including Javier Garza, say the man known as AMLO has only made their jobs harder.
To all of the problems that we already had on press freedom in Mexico, the killings, the threats, the intimidation, the digital attacks, etc., now we add something that we didn't have so blatantly, so openly, which is the hostility from the highest levels of government, which is manifested daily or almost daily in the president's morning news conference.
The president has used the live-streamed and nationally televised briefing to undermine challenging reporters, calling them puppets, conservatives, hypocrites and two-faced know-it-alls. His supporters go further, barraging journalists with online abuse and death threats. Anyone remotely critical is referred to as a chayotero, a sellout journalist, as I was when I asked a question.
Mexico fue el lugar más peligroso del mundo para los periodistas este año.
Mexico was the most dangerous place in the world for journalists. What is your response to that, I ask? What else can you do to combat impunity and violence by public officials here?
Estamos ayudando, protegiendo a los periodistas.
We are helping to protect journalists in Mexico. We have a protection plan, he says. He blames previous administrations for the skyrocketing levels of violence and says it will take time to turn things around. Until then, Griselda Triana believes the outlook for Mexican journalists is bleak.
La violencia en contra de periodistas.
Violence against journalists should be a serious crime, and it's not given the importance it deserves. Journalists are builders of democracy, and I do not think that has been made clear.
That was Mexican reporter Griselda Triana ending that report from Bonnie Simmons Brown out of Mexico as well. Really intense to hear what journalists are facing there.